Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 GAC here in wonderful, beautiful Washington, D.C. today. Oh my gosh, the weather is amazing here. And put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Unions. And in the studio lounge, we have the fine gentleman from Origins. Right next to me, Mr. Brian Hamilton, President of Origins Lending Services. Brian, how are you, sir?
Good to see you, Mike. Doing great. This weather is amazing today. Went for a nice run.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Good
Fantastic.
Job. Good job. Fantastic. Good job getting out there and pumping the heart a little
bit. Getting ahead of the curve for the calories.
Good job. And then Alex Bogaeski.
That's
right. Did I get it, Alex?
You got it.
I have trouble every year, but we'll get it right one of these days. From Origins, you are Senior Vice President of Product Management Strategy and Partnerships at Origins. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Glad to be here. And I, too, I'm enjoying the weather, and I did not get out for a run. Maybe tomorrow.
It's all right. I think it's going to start raining tomorrow. So bring your umbrella if you're going to do a little jog out there.
Good excuse to stay inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I know we're just, I mean, the conference hasn't even started yet, but any expectations this year, especially as the big AFQ-CUNA merger has gone through, becoming America's Credit Unions, any feedback on that or any expectations, Brian?
My feedback on that I don't think is much different than what the rest of the market said, and that it's actually, I'm thrilled that we have one unified voice to work from and work with.
Yep.
Sometimes consolidation is a good thing, and I think so. This case that's exactly what we need as a movement.
Yep, indeed. Alex, any thoughts on that as well?
No, I agree with Brian. I like the idea of consolidation. Seems good for the industry.
Yeah, you have kind of one powerful group doing what they do best, for sure. All right, let's get to the topics at hand here, because you guys are having a presentation. When is the presentation? Is it tomorrow?
Tuesday at 11 o'clock breakout.
Well, it's point of sale financing, EVs, and top of funnel. So you want to give us a quick, just a quick overview on what it's going to be, what's going to be
sure.
talked about, Brian?
The topic sounds a little confusing, so I'll clarify.
Yeah,
right? Whether you use the term embedded finance, point of sale, top of funnel, buy now, pay later, right? All of these embedded finance modems that come together that make things easier and faster for consumers to transact. So everything from, say, Amazon to Starbucks card to Affirm and Klarna, those are all kind of on the unsecured low-ticket consumer side, right? But that experience is what's important for us to remember, and that consumers now have an expectation that not just shopping for something but paying for it is as simple and seamless as it is for Amazon. And we believe that's coming to the auto space. We're already seeing activity around that. We're already involved in activity around that, and that's where Alex comes in on the auto expert side and the strategic product side.
Well, before we get to Alex, I have one more question for you. Why is the top of the funnel lending relevant to credit unions today?
So if you think about it this way, it used to be that the financial institution owned part of the value stream when it came to how you're going to pay for a vehicle, and for many years now, which is why Cuddle is such a big product and Origins has been involved with the dealership side, is we know that the majority of financing still takes place at the dealership. It's really out of the control of the financial institution at that point. So now that's going to go yet another direction, right? It's as consumers shop online before they even go to a dealership, right? They'll be procuring their payment methodology or their financing digitally online in the same seamless experience. And so if credit unions want to remain relevant in the space, we have to be playing in that space where consumers are shopping.
Yeah, no doubt, and have that same experience, right?
So exactly.
For sure. Alex?
Yeah, to add to what Brian's talking about, in 2012, the average consumer would visit 5 dealerships. Today, they're visiting 1.8 dealerships. What they're doing in
between?
Physically. So what they're doing is they're taking a lot of that research and experiences that they typically would have done in the dealership online much more broadly. So there isn't as much reason to physically go into a dealership until they're truly committed and ready to transact. So as a lot of that is moving upper funnel, as we call it, top of the funnel, you have to be embedded and you have to be positioned in there. Or, you know, there is a possibility that we may get left behind a little bit. So,
displaced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's super important to us, and why we're putting a lot of energy behind this topic, is for a long time dealers have been the primary channel for indirect lending. Yeah. That's shifting for them too. Dealers need to start winning online now before they can start winning in the showroom.
Okay. Next question for you, Alex, is so what's impacting how consumers buy vehicles, because this is changing right before our eyes as well, right?
Absolutely. I think Brian touched on it a little bit. I think about, like, you know, through the experience of my kids. I have a 24-year-old born in 1999 that is 24, almost 25. Think about it. They've never grown up without Amazon or Amazon Prime. They don't know what that is.
So their
expectations are different when you can get something delivered to your door. Retail and every other industry is different. Automotive is trying to catch up a little bit. So I'm just imagining my son, who is going to get his first opportunity to purchase a vehicle soon, sitting in a dealership for 5-6 hours. That's not going to go over well. That's not going to work. So the expectations have changed. That's changing it. The other reason we're having a switch is some of the players, some of the competitors like Tesla, have proven out and put out nicer, better experiences. So a lot of the industry is now trying to refocus and modify retail to match those experiences, because expectations have shifted. The bar has been raised.
Yeah, no doubt. Is it trying to get to like a Carvana experience, something like that? I mean, I don't know if I want to say that here, but that's what people are experiencing these days. So you just go online. Okay.
It is. So Carvana's done that for the used car marketplaces.
Yeah.
Tesla's doing that for the new EV marketplaces.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have others who are doing that in the traditional marketplaces, mm-hmm. like a CarGurus and TrueCar. They're all working towards
that. Because we experienced that over the pandemic, right? Because people couldn't go to anywhere. So if they needed a car, they would just do, what's the other one? Vroom, Carvana, there's a whole bunch of them.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the pandemic, and you and I have actually talked about this before when it came to digital transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, you know, stay with my original assumption, and that is that assertion, which is the pandemic didn't shift people toward, you know, all digital. It just accelerated the timeline,
Completely.
Right, out of necessity,
yep.
right? And
yep.
then and it hasn't backed up much since then. And it's also public knowledge, right, that the big announcement from Amazon is it Kia, Hyundai?
Hyundai,
right? So Amazon, you know, is dipping its toe with Hyundai in partnership to see what that experience looks like. So what
so you can buy a Hyundai on Amazon?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what we all know about Amazon is Amazon all about the experience.
Yeah.
So nobody
yeah.
knows exactly what this is going to look like yet.
Yeah.
We just know that, that if they're exploring this, right, then simplicity, seamlessness, consumer-centric user experience.
Are they doing lending?
They're beyond exploring. They're actually testing with Hyundai, but they're moving to market with captives to start with, and then bringing on other banks and credit unions. It is embedded finance is part of the process. It is going to continue to be dealer-centric, so mm-hmm. dealers will be involved in the delivery and in the process flow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it definitely has to have, and that's what it comes down to. You have to have embedded finance in order to be part of the solution,
right.
part of the
right.
process.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to think separately about how am I going to pay for this. They want it to be part of that shopping experience.
Exactly. And let's see, and Alex, what key takeaways would you like credit unions to remember from your presentation coming up here?
The key takeaway for me is, you know, when we leave the stage, I want credit unions to think about, you know, this is a problem that we need to solve collectively. I liken it a little bit back to when credit unions needed to collaborate to get a cooperative together for ATMs. We needed a solution to be able to work and be competitive with banks. This is similar. The market is shifting. It's shifting a little bit in how we conduct business. So we just need to position ourselves as a collective to work together to find solutions mm-hmm. to be part of that channel. 30 years ago, we started Cuddle, right? That was the solution at the time for indirect lending. Now things are shifting a little bit, so we need to come up with technology, processes, collectively. So what I'm asking for from credit unions is be open-minded to participation. Let's not make it very transactional. Let's be open-minded to participation,
yeah.
because as things shift, we need to be in that channel to participate.
Get in the ground floor on this type of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, Alex is absolutely right. And collectively is the only way we can do it. It doesn't matter how big a credit union is. We're not. This isn't about a credit union competing with a credit union. This is about us as a movement competing with Capital One and Wells Fargo and SoFi.
You know they're making the moves.
Yeah. And so we have to do it collectively. The other thing I would add is that when it comes to embedded finance kind of as a whole, there's kind of stigma that, oh, okay, that's a great way to pay for your ski pass or maybe for a Peloton. That's just the start. Right, those experiences are coming to auto and mortgage and student, and we need to be on the ground floor, as you say.
Gotcha. And Brian, so what does the future of auto lending look like? Because I think we touched on it here with the whole Amazon example. How do you see it going here in the near future?
So, I think the big takeaway here is that, first of all, the future of auto lending actually, you know, is part and parcel with the future of all lending. And that is much more automation, much more kind of instantaneous decision making, leveraging emerging technology that is just seamless to the consumer.
Right.
Right. Right. Gone are the days of long credit applications, reference checks, backgrounds, all right. And that exists today, right? How fast we adopt that, how fast we adopt the Zest AIs of the world and so forth is kind of up to us. So that's part one. That all has to happen because auto lending will move as fast as instant approvals in a department store now is the way to think about it, right? It needs to be that quick.
Yes,
that
it does.
So that's the first aspect. The second aspect is kind of where Alex is going, and that's the integration to non-financial institution platforms or front ends, right? So how we integrate with dealerships, car buying sites, and so forth, that's the second aspect. So we have to take care of both the lending side and make that process seamless, and then the integration side, which again is going to require partnerships.
Yep. I see it. The easier you make this, the more easy button you make this, the more people are going to use it.
100%.
So, and I see this as a great sign for credit unions.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on this on during the breakout session, but it comes down to two components when it comes to the consumer behavior. They're looking for value, and how do I make sure that I can buy this commodity, I can buy this vehicle, whether it's affordable, and then the other half of it is that friction. Is there too much friction in the process?
Yeah.
We need to find a solution that kind of combines both, provide them the transparency on affordability, which financing and better financing is a necessary part of the solution, and then eliminate the friction. When you have those two coming together, now you have something to work with, something that the expectations of the consumer will be met with a process or technology. So I think that's kind of where it's headed. It'll be a walk. It won't happen overnight, but it's definitely happening.
Oh yeah, no doubt. All right, last question, guys, here. How might Cretans continue to learn more about point of sale financing opportunities with Origins? Brian, you want to take this one?
Yeah, so our breakout, if this airs during the conference, our breakout on Tuesday is a great way, stopping by our booth or just reaching out to Origins.
Okay.
You know, we've actually launched a finance company, FI Connect.
Yes.
So Origins wholly owns FI Connect, but FI Connect is not created to compete with credit unions. It's competed to solve this specific problem, right? Our first venture with Tesla, for example, and you just said that easy button thing, right? Tesla functions very differently than traditional indirect dealerships. Indirect dealerships wanted oftentimes a big stable of lenders, and they would kind of do what the lender wanted in order to get that business. Tesla's like, we don't need a big stable, but we want everybody we work with to make it that easy button and to make it very affordable. And that's kind of where we stepped in, and that's also why it's necessary for us to work collectively as a movement.
Yeah, and you know Tesla wants that easy button,
easy
analogy for sure.
Yeah,
Alex, any final thoughts here?
Final thoughts is, like I said earlier, have an open mind, talk to your CUSOs and your technology providers, talk to your customers, talk about what experiences, what are their needs, and talk to their children. Right, the new, it came up, you know, we were in the underground this morning, and part of it was, you know, attracting a new member and a younger membership. What are their expectations? How do they want to transact? And we need to meet them, you know, and that's, like I said, my son is ready to buy his first vehicle, hopefully soon, and get him off the payroll. how do we meet the expectations of that generations and generations to come? I think that's what we're working for.
So car shopping on TikTok is next.
It is.
I don't doubt that. One bit. Yeah, no doubt. All right, guys. I'm going to let you get back. I think the conference has almost officially started. So I'm going to let you guys get back upstairs and do what you do best and hang out. And
we appreciate it, Mike.
Appreciate it. I love this. This is such an important conversation to have, I think, right now. So
fantastic.
Especially since...
Thanks for having us.
Autos is the bread and butter of credit unions. So this is something we got to do.
It is.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work there at Origins, all right?
Thank you.
There they are. Dynamic duo at Origins.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.